Full Works pre-game interview.
Yeah, well, Rains, it is a bit of a luxury to be able to come along first week of finals and just watch everyone else go about and hopefully, you know, have a really physical contest and you guys can sit back and watch it all unfold. But you're the stable one at St Mary's. You've had all these changes, other people coming to join you, and I chatted to Bose this morning. He's wanting to join the travel crew. He said he wants to do a bit of travelling next year whilst the kids are young enough, and you've got Pendlebury stepping up to co-coach alongside you. What are your thoughts about that, and how will he be different? What else will he bring to the table that you know, Bose brought this year?
Bose and I have had a terrific couple of seasons together, and obviously still right in the thrust of the action as we speak over the coming month or so. But listen, Pendles has been fantastic second year as a player. He's a terrific leader in regards to just how he goes about it. I think, you know, obviously it's a different look in terms of having a playing co-coach versus two non-playing co-coaches. So naturally that adds a little bit of a different element to it, which is something that we can work to and look to do a little bit differently. But I think, you know, Ryan's very, very committed to coaching. He's certainly got that in mind as a pathway and something that he really wants to pursue. And I guess to get some more head coaching experience behind him is going to be invaluable for him as he looks forward. So in terms of how it actually looks, I mean, we'll obviously worry about that when the time's right, but I think what he'll bring is he's obviously a part of the AFLW program at the Cats. He's had a couple of years with the Kangaroos in that system. He's got a little bit of time on his hand in terms of during the day where, you know, I think he'll probably be able to do some things from a technical standpoint, using technology and using the film and using that where, you know, he might be able to just add to one individual's development or might be able to cut a team clip that we really want to have a look at on a Thursday night. Some of the things that I don't really have time in my role to do, and I know Bo sort of probably doesn't have that time in his role to do as well. So obviously, you know, drills and, you know, different way of teaching the same way that we want to play is something that's always beneficial when a new coach comes in. You want to try and keep the group energised. You want to try and keep it fresh. You want to try and keep it new, even though it's potentially still delivering the same message. So so we naturally get that bit of a spike when we do that with a new voice that comes in, as we did with Bose.
And obviously having a week off at this time of the year is just invaluable, you know, freshen up those sore bodies, give injured players another week to get themselves right to really hit the finals, you know, in good shape. But can you just tell us a little bit about the health of your list and who you might get back with having this extra week? And also I just want to ask you about Harry Benson and how he has actually returned from overseas and slotted back into the team.
Yeah, it's obviously a different, you know, it's a different look and it's a different feel in regards to, I suppose, our preparation. Whether one would think it's ideal or whether one would question whether it is ideal is up to the pundits to do so. I don't think there is no sort of rhyme nor reason or right nor wrong. And we proved last year that, you know, if you can come from, you know, further beyond the top three, should you know, have a bit of lady luck, get a bit of health, but, you know, obviously play some good footy and get some confidence amongst your group. So, you know, we have to look at it differently this year in terms of just how we approach it and how do we sort of, I guess, hit those markers each and every time for when we do step out. So that's something that we've spoken about. That's something that we'll continue to work through. Again, I don't think there's no playbook on it. There's no perfect answer to it. The group itself's pretty healthy. I think the extra week has been a bonus. I think, you know, Jack Blood will definitely play. He got through another full session again this morning, so that's really promising. We've got a few guys with a few niggles, but again, that is without a doubt the benefit, and all of those guys I would say would have played today, but potentially they're playing a little bit sore or potentially not as healthy as what they could be come this time next week. So we got 10 Ks into the boys this morning, and everyone was able to get through the session, and the good thing is you can still get a good load into the guys without the bash and crash of what's about to take place out here on West Oval. So we're in a good position, but I take nothing for granted. I think it's going to be a cracking final series. I honestly don't think there's much between the five teams, and when you get conditions like this, it really is going to come down to the team that takes their chances, and that might be exactly the same tomorrow, it might be exactly the same next week. So we're certainly not, whilst we finish top and we get a week here, we absolutely understand that we're going to have to be ready to come and perform at close to our best, if not our best, next week to win the game of footy. So that's our goal, that's our aim, and that's what we'll strive towards.
Couple of quick ones for you, Rains. Just Harry Benson, and is it a quad? Because it was heavily bandaged last week, and I think he had 4 kicks and 21 handballs or something like that. So he's obviously playing slightly restricted.
Yeah, he's just got some tightness, Kingy, to be honest. So he's definitely got some tightness in the quad, but it's got zero impact in his ability to run, which is obviously a positive, and really zero impact in him being able to sort of kick, 10 to 30 metres, which is fine. So I don't know whether you guys can remember back in your day when you come off a long pre-season break, Jace, probably longer for you than others.
Also, gee whiz.
But when you use that muscle maybe for the first time in a long time, sometimes, I know, you can just get tight. And that's really what's happened to Harry. He's coming off a decent break, pretty fit, but obviously not kicking a lot of the footy. So just pulled up a bit tight from that first game back. Got through last week, no problems. Trained fully again this morning. I don't envisage there being any real issue with Harry.
Can you give us an update on Mackenzie Butcher? Obviously, you took the 2 weeks suspension. The rules say he has to serve those in senior games, which means if you were to win out of a second semi-final, his season's actually over. Is that how it's going to play out?
No, I believe today counts.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think my understanding is that today counts. So so he'll be available preliminary final weekend to play again. I think that's my understanding, unless I've been told wrong. But
sigh of relief for him.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, so best possible outcome for Butch. So, one of those scenarios, again, that, I wouldn't have said it was a ridiculous incident at the time. It was one of those things that back in our day would have probably been happening 10 times a game footy. So just slightly late and slightly high. So, yep.
And royalty coming back to the club, just, go away for a couple of years and then come back, all is good. It's just Damo comes back, assistant coach, that's the way it is. Like, it's a good thing, this club, that you're running here. This is pretty good, isn't it? It's pretty easy to do.
I think, I think the clubs, I take my hat off to the club because at the end of the day, you've only got to look at the number of points we play with week in, week out, and that's been the case for the last 6-7 years, really.
And if you listen to others, it should be less, but anyway, that's another story.
And listen, that's life, that's life, right? So,
have you been told what you're getting next year?
Oh, hang on a minute.
No, I don't know.
King will tell you in a minute.
I haven't got the check for now.
The only one he hasn't got yet, Rains, but by Monday, he'll probably have it, so it's okay, he'll tell you.
Obviously, the McMahon name is synonymous and a very, very strong name at St Mary. So to get Damien back, he's still obviously fit and healthy and got some good footy ahead of him. And, to go away for a couple of years, just get a taste of life outside of St Mary's, experience something different, put the toe in the water from a coaching point of view, play a different position, a bit more midfield time based on the group that they had. It can only sort of add to probably, his perspective and his thoughts on football, and now he can come back into our group and bring some of that coaching experience back in and bring some of that playing experience, of course, back in, and round out his career, no doubt, at St Mary's as a player, and then however that looks for him moving forward as a coach, time will tell.
And is that, have you had a discussion, has the club had a discussion with him about he's coming back as playing assistant coach? That, I mean, it would be interesting to find out that he wouldn't be a candidate in some shape or form down the track to coach the club.
Well, I think that's up to Damien and the club. Yeah. So, as I said to Damo, you get the chance now to come back in and actually prove yourself.
Yeah,
from that perspective. Yeah. And should that be a flow and effect in 2 years' time, 4 years' time? Well, that'll be you and the club to make that sort of decision in terms of, are you the right person? Are you the right fit? Have you put the right amount of work in? Has there been enough evidence seen through your time back at the club, etc., that puts you in that place to put your hand up whenever that might be. So that's definitely, you know, part of the thinking is just to give him really, really good exposure. And, you know, if there's another good coaching candidate within the ranks of St Mary's in 2, 4, 6 years' time, well, that's a positive for the club.
Thanks to Pool Works. Speaking with St Mary's co-coach Luke Rayner, got a dirty pool of spark, or Pool Works, Geelong, Torquay and Ocean Grove. He's Dowlo.
Rayne's keen interest in today's game, obviously. What are you expecting to see from both of these sides this afternoon?
Well, I'd be surprised if it's not a close contest. I do strongly believe, I mean, you've only got to look at the results all year round. I think, you know, yes, there might have been the very occasional one or two matches throughout the top six teams where there was a little bit of a gap between the sides. But, you know, I think South and Newtown were only, what was it, 2 or 3 goals a couple of weeks ago. We've had Newtown by 3 goals and 2 and 3 goals against South. So what I would be expecting is that it's going to be close. Obviously, the conditions, I think, will probably play into that a little bit and make it a fairly sort of contested and congested and probably at times messy game. You know, both of their lists look reasonably healthy from what I can gather. You know, Newtown probably looks as strong talent-wise as we've seen this season, and South Bowen are, you know, in my view, a very, very consistent, very even group right across the board. So I'd say tight, congested, messy, conditions related, which team's going to take their chances, but I would think a close contest.
And Birchie touched on before how obviously having the week off can be really nice, but as you said, it can also be a difficult period in terms of limited amount of football over the space of a 3 to 4 week period. I'm assuming you guys have discussed that as a football department as to how to implement things in place if you are to win and go straight through.
To be honest, we haven't. Okay. And that's the absolute truth. I've been around coaching now for 25 odd years, and there's no rhyme nor reason, there's no right nor wrong, there's no suggested amount of the right amount of footy versus the least amount of footy, or the right amount of load versus the least amount of load, and so forth. So I think what we'll do is we're just going to really sort of load in. We know what we've got now, over this 2 week period, now just a bit over a week. So we know what we're looking at, we know what we need to do, and we'll just get ourselves as ready as we possibly can for that first final.
And one word answer, biggest challenger to you, do you think?
I wouldn't be surprised if any of them, to be honest. I honestly do feel that. So I've got respect for all four teams outside of ourselves that are in the finals. And it's probably whether I'm a little bit biased based on what we were able to do last year from the position we were in, whether that makes me think that, hey, anything's possible for anyone. Maybe that's me being a little bit out of tune or not. I'm not too sure, but I do honestly think it's just game on. And I think, you know, conditions like today, who knows who's going to take their chances and actually get the win, and then obviously get the chance to come up against us next week, and then the same again next week. It's a week-to-week proposition, Dowlo, and you can only hope that you go out and you can execute and be on the right side of the ledger.
Positive start to your finals campaign with your reserves through to the second semi-final, so they'll marry up with you guys, which you'll like, have both ones and twos. I think your 18s are tomorrow, is that right?
Yeah,
against,
correct. Yep.
They've got Geelong West.
Yep,
in the early game. Very quickly, it is 47 days till the Geelong Cup.
Exciting stuff, yeah.
Comes around quick, doesn't it?
Group 3, 2,400 metres, win and you're in.
The golden ticket.
Exciting. It's exciting. It'll really build. Sales are going well. We're probably about 150 up year on year, which is a good position to be in at this time of the day, this time of the campaign, I should say. Very, very exciting. I'd be surprised if we don't get one or two international runners. I think, you know, Joseph is bringing 6 to 8 out from the UK, and there'll be probably 2 to 4 of them that aren't qualified. So I think he'll definitely target Geelong with maybe one or two, which would be exciting. That always adds just an additional element to the cup.
Yeah.
And of course, we hope for some nice clear skies and a sunny 20 degrees.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to talk, let's not talk about the
war. It won't be blowing like it is today, of course.
Or on that day last year.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right, we don't need that.
Nah. No, very exciting, Kingy. So time is near.
All right. If you haven't got your tickets secured for the Geelong Cup, make sure you head to the Geelong Racing Club website. Packages still available, but selling very fast. Good luck through the finals. We'll be talking, no doubt, but look forward to a cracking clash this afternoon. You get to sit back, relax, and watch and just take it all in and worry about 2 o'clock next Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, let's watch a good game of footy, eh?
Poolworks pre-game interview.